This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. As someone who both studies and teaches nonviolence, Cynthia Boas says the first thing we should do is let go of the notion that it is the same thing as pacifism.
Pacifism is a principled objection to war. It's essentially a moral or ethical position, but it doesn't say anything about activism. So pacifists might be nonviolent activists, or they might not. Whereas nonviolent conflict or nonviolent struggle, civil resistance, they imply something very proactive. It's actually the waging of conflict nonviolently, finding a way to shift power through very active means, but using nonviolent techniques. And not just because they're the more moral tools, but because they produce much better results and more legitimacy over the long term.
Boas, a political science professor at Sonoma State who blogs regularly at the Huffington Post, is in Ahmedabad, India this week, presenting at a conference hosted by War Resisters International. Her subject? How to apply nonviolent strategies to shift power.
Nonviolent skills, things like the ability to unify, the ability to keep people nonviolently disciplined, and also the ability to come up with a strategic plan and then implement the best tactics, can overcome the most repressive or closed conditions.
And Boas says these are skills that can be taught and learned.
The ability to organize people, to unify people together in support of one clear objective, bringing together men, women, different generations, rural, urban. But unifying also means finding one message that resonates with most of the members of the society, the people who are being oppressed or exploited, that will tap into their feelings of injustice, but also empower them.
A successful nonviolent campaign for change must find broad support among an indigenous population to embrace it, Boas says. And one of their most powerful tools is their collective refusal to accept the legitimacy of an oppressive regime.
The first thing that we can do, and it's a very, very simple task, is to remove our consent from whatever that system of injustice or repression is. The objectives have to be identified very clearly, and people in general have to understand what it is that's being proposed as an alternative. But when those things are done, these tactics can be used in any kind of struggle.
Paradoxically, the use of violence by an oppressor can swell the ranks of the opposing nonviolent group.
The use of violence can actually serve the interests of a movement. It helps to galvanize people around a movement, but it also removes the legitimacy from the oppressor itself. It shows the larger public that the regime has no other options.
While the history of nonviolence sometimes focuses on individual charismatic leaders, Boas says shared leadership is usually more effective and enduring, as is currently being demonstrated in dozens of little-known ongoing campaigns against repressive regimes all over the world. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.